Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Sexual Abuse is a memoir by Jacques-Louis David, the story of the sexual abuse he endured as a child and the general effect it had on his life. A moving account of what happens when a child is raised in the ultimate dysfunctional family. The story is told with unflinching candor. Jacques lived in San Bernardino, California for 18 years, recently obtained a master's degree in fine arts with a focus on steel culture from Claremont Graduate University. Jacques-Louis David, author of Sexual Abuse, our guest on This Week in America. Jacques, an important conversation. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You bet.
So much
Thank
to get.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure to get this word out, and your message is so important, and it's so impactful. Let's talk about the decision to write the book. How did you come to the decision that sexual abuse is a story that I really need to share with everyone?
I have gone through several versions of my expose. I think about 10 or 15 years ago, I wrote another version, but they wouldn't accept it because they were worried about being sued. So I've always wanted to give my story because I thought it might help somebody else. I used to teach at rape avoidance, and one of the main things that helped to get their trust with a whole bunch of women in this classroom was to give my story and to understand that I really felt their pain. And I'd like to share that again.
Well, and you do that. The book is Sexual Abuse, the book available wherever books are sold. I'll give you Jacques' website here in a few seconds. I'm sorry I interrupted. Finish that thought, because it's so important why you decided to do this and how you're helping people.
That's pretty much it.
Yes.
I can't really give any more. I'm not in it for exposing anybody. They were a sick group of people, and it's obvious from the story. It did affect me, and it's affected a whole bunch of people on this planet. I'm not alone, and I want everybody out there to know that they're not alone. And I hope that this touches a few people and that they get help some way or somehow.
Well, because of your story, the fact that you went through this, you're not some therapist who read about it in a book. You actually live this. It's so important and powerful when you're spreading this message. The reviews have been excellent for Sexual Abuse. Our guest on the program is Jacques-Louis David. That's Jacques, J-A-C-Q-U-E-S, Louis, L-O-U-I-S, and David, D-A-V-I-D. We've got all this on our website. You can link on to his website, which is jldavid.garthambooksinc.com. I'll give you all that before the end of the program so you can order the book available, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. Let's talk the very beginning. This really happened to you as a baby, didn't it? This has been something, the abuse that you've been dealing with since the time you were born. Talk about that.
Correct.
Yeah, talk about that.
Correct. My first memory is a diaper change. I tell the story in the book, but I'll tell it here. I remember getting a diaper change, and I remember, which I assume at the time I don't have any recognition, but I'm assuming it was my mother was giving me oral sex. I didn't have an erection or anything, and it didn't feel good, but I do remember it. I remember it like it was yesterday. Now, I didn't realize at the time that there was something wrong. And again, I didn't feel anything. At least I don't remember it. It wasn't until I was about 13 years old that I realized that was a problem. That my mother, if that's who it was, and later on she did more stuff, so I assume it was her. She wasn't supposed to do that. and she did it, and it ruined my sense of I don't know. Ah, good. I don't even know how to express that.
Well, and that's understandable.
I suffered two mini strokes. I suffered two mini strokes, so my mind is a little bit confused right now. So it's hard for me to express my words the way I would like to.
We can.
I'm sorry.
We can hear the shock that's in your voice going through this and realizing what had happened. How have you ever been able to deal with that? I was going to ask, how long did it take to deal with that? And I wonder if that's something you ever come to terms with.
I don't think I have dealt with it. I have not had a girlfriend for 25 years. I've never been married, no kids. I often think about not being like those people. And I have not had kids on purpose. I remember a girlfriend back when I was about 23, 24, and we would talk about kids, and I would talk about, no, I don't want any, because I don't ever want to be like my mother, my uncle, and anybody else that may have been involved.
Let's talk about that for a second. Others involved. And from your story, and we hear this so often, people that you turn to for help, people that should be there to protect you, were actually part of the problem. How many people were
Correct.
Involved in the abuse of you?
To be honest, I don't know. What I do remember is my mother, my uncle, my cousin, another uncle. There was another person that I don't know who it was. It may have been my father. I don't know. I have a hard time not thinking it was my father, because how do you not know all that stuff is going on?
Yes.
Now, they divorced when I was about 7. I didn't know they divorced, but all of the major abuse happened before I was 7. So I wonder how he didn't know that was going on. But I also don't remember him being around that much. So there were other people that were involved that were not abusive, but when I told them there was abuse going on, they ended up making it my fault when I was about 11 years old, telling me I was seducing my uncle and my mother, which I at the time didn't even know what seducing
yeah,
meant.
Yes, so exactly.
I thought that was pretty interesting. And at 5 years old, how do you understand what sex is?
Yes.
It wasn't later until I was older that I thought about these things. But in therapy, when I was about 24, 25, those questions came up. And the answer was, you don't. There's no way you know what sex is unless somebody taught you.
Do you find, as you were doing research for this book, going through your experiences, talking with others who have gone through similar experiences, that as a child, if you talk about this to another adult, an adult, let's say, that's not involved in abuse, they take the side of the adult, you're a child, you're fabricating something. In this case, you were the one that's doing the seducing.
Oh, yeah.
Is that common?
Absolutely. Nobody ever believed me. I've been called a liar. I've been told I was confused. Again, it was my fault. I seduced them. It was never... Adults were culpable, ever.
You talk about living in the midst of this unending chaos. What was it like growing up? Do you remember any of the positive things that most children go through as they grow up, or was it all tainted by the abuse that you were subjected to?
There were some good times, but they had nothing to do with my family. they were hiking and camping and doing things, sneaking out at night, exploring town, completely isolated from my family. I wasn't allowed to go to camp. You know how they have a camp for kids, summer camp?
Yes.
I wasn't allowed to do that because of religious reasons. So I missed out on that joy. There was a swimming pool that was a community pool that I used to go to during the summer. A lot of fun. 50 cents, and we got to swim with all your friends. I wasn't allowed to go to school after school and do after school sports. It wasn't just sexual. It was physical. It was emotional. It was a pretty rugged
yes.
Environment.
How did you deal with that with your friends? And was there a point when you realized this isn't normal? I don't see my friends going through the fear, the trepidation, everything that I'm going through. How was it dealing with your friends? And were you ever able to talk to any friends as you were growing up about what you were going through?
Not in high school, not in elementary, not in high school. It wasn't until college, until I was about 24, 25, that I started talking to friends, and then I started going to therapy. I don't remember ever telling my friends in elementary and high school that it was going on. I think I kind of considered it as like normal, like everybody
yes.
went through it. So it didn't occur to me to have a conversation about it.
During all of this in school, I understand you did very well. You had academic excellence. How did that go over in the family? How did that help get you through all of the turmoil that you were going through?
Oh, no. I remember sitting at the kitchen table and my parents telling me not to do so good.
Wow.
That the straight A's were not necessary because Armageddon would be here by 1975.
Okay.
Specifically. And later on, when my father was no longer in the picture, I would do good in I played clarinet. And I played really well. I used to have competition for first year, and I won competitions at other schools. And whenever the teachers asked my mother if I could be involved in competitions and stuff like that, after getting permission, she said no and pulled me out of the class. Math, gymnastics, there's so much. Every time I started being good at something, it would be taken away from me, which was very difficult to overcome later on in time. It was hard to complete something.
Oh, yes.
But I finally did with college.
How did you persevere? Talk about the resilience needed to go through all of this and yet go to college and to be successful. How difficult was it for you just not to totally give in, but you kept going forward despite all the opposition at home?
To be honest, I can't tell you.
Oh, yes.
I think it was just how I'm built. I didn't want to be like them. I don't believe in what they were trying to force on me. And that showed up in a early young age. I don't know how. I would say that talking to a therapist was helpful. And in college, talking to my friends was helpful. But I think it was only like maybe 25% helpful.
Yes. Now, it's interesting. Are you still carrying around maybe 75% of this? It sounds like that's still there, even though you've tried sorting this out. You've gone to therapy to help sort it out. It sounds like that's still a dominating factor in your life. Is that true?
I think so.
Yeah. There's so many lessons in this book, Sexual Abuse by Jacques-Louis David. His website is jldavid.gothambooksinc.com. That's a lot. We've got the link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is published by gothambooksinc.com. And, of course, it's available at Amazon, all of the usual places. We'll give you that before we conclude the conversation today. And, of course, it's on our website. Let's talk about something that you mention in the book, and it's a theme of the book, and that's unification, a narrative for all those in need of healing that help does await them. Talk about how important that is. In your case, it was delayed help, but it was help nonetheless. What should people do if they're listening and going through the early stages of this that you went through? What should they do?
I would say talk to someone. Find someone that you trust and talk to them. Let them know that you've gone through this and remember you're not alone. I think that's the most important thing.
How difficult
remember
was
it's not your fault and you're not alone.
That's interesting. Something else you hear is you're led to believe when you talk to some victims that you bring it on. So there's this feeling of guilt that you're the one that caused the abuse. How real is that?
Right. And
is it something that you had to deal with?
I still deal with it today. I was nervous about this phone call. I was like, what if I'm not telling the truth? Or what if I'm confused? But I know I'm not.
Yes.
My memories are real. And we had some confrontation in therapy. I managed to somehow get my mother's phone number. And I called her and I told her I remember all the things she did to me and all the things that my uncle did to me and my cousin and my other uncle and stuff like that. And at first she denied it. But towards the end of the phone call, she... in a roundabout way said a mother does for a son what a mother must for a son. So in a way that's a kind of affirmation.
Yes.
I found my cousin and she told me that her father, my uncle, had come clean to her about what happened because he got caught and was later removed from his position. But I got affirmation there. I remember with my other uncle, I remember with my cousin, who I ended up comparing all my girlfriends to. She was like my first love. I know that's wrong now, but she taught me a lot of stuff sexually.
Yes.
I remember it like it was yesterday. So I fight with myself every day. And like I said, I was worried about maybe I'm not being truthful, but I know I am. So you can hear the confusion in that. There's conflict in me today.
Well, it's
57.
It's certainly
52 years have gone on.
It's understandable. And I want to ask about when the decision was made to write the book. That's one thing, but actually doing it had to be something else where you're bringing back all of these memories. It's not like when you're in the group that you were talking about and you bring up a couple of examples to gain credibility with those you're trying to help. You're going through and listing all of these experiences that you went through from very young age up to trying to deal with this as an adult. How difficult was it for you, or was it therapeutic to go back and to write this story?
No, it brought up some other stuff that I didn't remember. There were some things I didn't remember that came up when I was dictating this book. Sexual abuse. And the first one in Cathartic, which hasn't been published, which I would like to get it again and publish it. But I have a fresh memory of about a year ago, which was when I dictated this book. My mom used my 5 or 6 year old arm as a dildo.
Wow.
And I didn't think about that until about a year ago. In my mind, it's kind of gross. She didn't smell good. She was obese. And it was messy.
When you were...
Just talking about it right now kind of bothers me.
Yeah, I can understand that, and that's so difficult. But by talking about it, you're able to help so many people that are going through similar circumstances, and they don't know what to do as well. It took you 24 years to finally go to a therapist. What was it, maybe that final step in that road to see a therapist, what was it that made you decide, I'm going to start now? Was there one incident, or was it just a buildup?
It was my girlfriend. I had started talking to her. She had had problems. I had had problems. And we were kind of rubbing raw wounds on each other. And it was making our relationship rocky. And I wanted to fix it. It didn't. But I wanted to try to at least fix our relationship. I think if it hadn't have been for her, it probably wouldn't have happened.
Yes. What do you hope the message is for people listening to this conversation, people who are reading the book Sexual Abuse by our guest, Jacques-Louis David? What do you hope the takeaway is? What do you hope the message is that resonates with them, so if they can relate to the circumstances, they can get help?
It's not your fault.
Powerful words. And that's so important. And you talked about that before, how that guilt plays a factor. How are you doing now? I mentioned, you know, college and the career with the, you know, with the art and what you've been able to do and touch people. How is life now? Are you any more at ease with what happened? Sort of rectify that in your mind, or is it still a daily struggle?
No. Like I said, I haven't had a relationship for 25 years. I just started crying.
Well, it's understandable, and I don't mean to be a psychologist here in prodding away.
You're being great.
It's so important what you have to say and what you've gone through and the courage that you display in trying to share your story, painful as it is, it continues to be, to try to make life better for them, and they probably going through similar emotions and don't know what to do, don't know if someone will listen, a professional therapist, and be able to help them or not. There's so many answers in the book, Sexual Abuse. Jacques-Louis David is our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. I'll give you all the information on how to get the book as we wrap up here. You mentioned another book that you would like to write. Are you working on a follow-up to this?
I'm working on a follow-up to this, and I have already done one before.
Interesting.
I just need to get back to storage to get to it.
Oh, yes. Yes, and go through the publishing process and getting that out there. And hopefully once that's done or a new book is out, that we can talk about that and continue our conversation. The time has gone by so quickly. It's a powerful book, The True Story, Sexual Abuse by Jacques-Louis David. Jacques is J-A-C-Q-U-E-S, Louis, L-O-U-I-S, and David, D-A-V-I-D. His website is jldavid.gothambook.com. GothamBooksInc.com. They're the publishers of the book, GothamBooksInc.com. Book available Amazon, wherever. If you can't remember all of that on our website, there's a direct link to Jacques' website, information there on his story. You can order the book there as well. Jacques, I know this has been painful to go through again and talk about all of the experiences that, not all, but many of the experiences you had as a young child growing up, as a young man, as an adult now, and trying to deal with these thoughts. I know it's been difficult. I really appreciate this, sharing it to help the listeners. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, sir.
It has been a pleasure to have you here, to be able to talk about what you went through to help others. And the book is Sexual Abuse, Jacques-Louis David. All this information on our website. You can order it there as well, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.